Hey guys, it's Willie here from the Midwest Film Nerds podcast. I just got out of a screening of This Is the End, starring Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, James Franco, Craig Robinson, and countless others. I want to say first and foremost that this movie is very, very, very funny. Especially, and really only if you like these guys and what they do. If you're a fan of movies like Superbad, Knocked Up, 40 Old Virgin... a lot of the Apatow stuff, you'd be a big fan of this movie, I think. And I think it would help you enjoy the movie even further. There's a lot of great moments that both poke fun at and celebrate some of the earlier movies that these guys have worked on. And some of the guys that they've worked with. There's some great cameos in this movie, especially earlier on. Particularly Michael Cera, who's a total standout and deserves a lot of praise for how hilarious he is in this movie. Other funny and the other MVPs of this movie, I would say, would be Danny McBride, who absolutely and totally brings it, and delivers some of the biggest laughs out of the whole thing, and Craig Robinson, enough cannot be said about that man. He is hysterical, especially when he's being chased around by, well, I won't tell you what, but when he's being chased around, he's great. The movie is obviously a ridiculous premise. For a comedy of this type, it's kind of an end-of-the-world scenario, and they're all playing themselves, which is hysterical because they are able to make references to some of those older movies. There's some great references made to everything from Spider-Man 3 to The Green Hornet to Pineapple Express, and if you've seen any of these guys' movies, it makes that much more enjoyable. I would totally suggest going and seeing this if you're looking for a laugh. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a nice break from all the big summer blockbusters, too, that are coming out right now, so totally worth a look. I don't want to give it a letter grade or anything like that right now, because comedies sometimes, for me, really hinge on that second time you see them, see if the humor still holds up the second time around. So you might hear my thoughts on the second viewing when it comes out on Blu-ray, because I'll definitely be watching it again. I enjoyed it enough the first time to watch it again, so that should say something. But, no, I think it was a lot of fun. I'm surprised this movie got made, but I'm totally glad it did. And I think you should all check it out because, like I said, if you're a fan of these guys, it's absolutely worth it just to see them all play off each other and have tons of fun with each other. So, check it out.